Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take two, not my fault.
Oh my gosh.
Hello out there.
How is everybody doing? We hope you guys are having an awesome week. This week, Chris and I decided to sit down and make a list of our top 10 TV shows of all time. And honestly, it was harder to do than I thought, but I did come up with a list. Actually, my list is my top 11 because I just couldn't leave off. So sorry, not sorry, but you're getting 11 favorites from me, 10 favorites from Chris. And we watch a lot of TV in our spare time. So basically, my criteria for picking my top 10 was, would I rewatch or have I rewatched the show? If it's a show that I loved but wouldn't rewatch it, I have an honorable mention list for that. So we're going to each go through our top 10s and then we'll get to our honorable mentions. I also just want to mention real quick that, so normally when we do a podcast, we have an outline of what we want to talk about. You know, we'll write down like the main bullet points and we'll talk about it throughout the week. So kind of like a dry run just to, you know, like see how the conversation's maybe going to go. Not to say we rehearse what we're going to say per se, but, you know, we do have our outlines and we go through it throughout the week. I get off track, so I need something in writing because I'll just go off and talk about something else. And actually, that will turn into me spiraling into talking about 15 different topics. So if I have the outline, it keeps me on track. Plus, and I know I've said this before, a lot of times I'll be in the middle of a sentence and then I'll forget where I was going with the sentence. So this way, having the notes keeps me on track. So he's got his outline of his top 10 shows. I have a separate outline and I know what's on his list, but I have no idea what he's even going to say because we haven't like had any kind of a conversation about this yet. We're just kind of going, you know, au naturel with this.
Yeah, we're going to ad lib.
Yeah, as it should be. But yeah, so what I'm saying is we just haven't like talked about it at all. So I have no idea what he's going to say. And with that being said, I'm going to start off because I feel like my list is the best list. So other than the first two on my list of 11, they're in no order. They're completely random. But the first two I'm going to talk about are my favorite TV series of all time. And the first one is Supernatural. And the show Supernatural follows the adventures of Sam and Dean Winchester, who are hunters. Monster hunters. So by the time I get to the bottom of my list, you're going to notice a theme here. But this is by far my favorite Supernatural-themed show. The chemistry between Sam and Dean, and those are played by Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki, is undeniable. And that chemistry shows in their acting, and I think that's a huge part of why I love the show. You can tell that they're best friends in real life.
They are best friends in real life.
Yeah, and that shows through when they act. And I think that's a big part of why I like the show so much. I mean, other than the fact it's an awesome show, the whole cast is actually pretty awesome. But that's like a big part of why I like the show. I mean, the show itself, I think, is quirky, weird, heartwarming, amazing. I don't know. That's enough adjective for the show, I guess. There are 15 seasons, and obviously I've seen the entire show. But the early seasons are my personal favorite. So I've seen the first, I don't know, two or three seasons many, many times because those are my favorites. And I know the show is on Chris's list, too, so you're going to hear about Supernatural again in a few minutes.
Spoiler, it's also my number one.
Yeah, as it should be, because it's a great show. It was on the CW, I think, network, but now it's on Netflix. So if you're looking for a show to binge, Supernatural is amazing. And it does get kind of weird. There are some religious undertones. If you're not into that, it's easy enough to overlook it. So I highly recommend Supernatural. It's a phenomenal show. My other all-time favorite show is The Office. And for those of you who live under a rock, The Office is a mockumentary TV series that follows the lives of employees who work at Dunder Mifflin Paper Company in Scranton, Pennsylvania. It is the funniest show I've ever seen, and I can't even add up how many times I've seen the series all the way through. At least a dozen, probably more. Plus, I've seen, like, random episodes here and there. They're are so many more binge sessions of the show to come, too. Like, a dozen is just the tip of the iceberg. The Office is my comfort show, and it never gets old. And of course, just to be clear, I'm talking about the American version. I have seen the British version, and Ricky Gervais is a really, really good comedian, but I'm specifically referring to the U.S. version when I talk about The Office. It's comedy gold. We'll get into this in a later podcast, because we're actually going to do a roundup of everything we've done this year, but earlier this year, was it in May? April or May? I forget. We actually drove down to Connecticut to hear Rainn Wilson, who plays Dwight Schrute, talk about his experiences on The Office. It was one of my favorite things we've done all year. He's a brilliant actor, and to hear his perspective on the show and how he perceived everything, it was amazing.
It was also cool to see everyone dressed up in costume as Dwight.
Yeah, they actually had a costume contest at that, which I didn't even know. If I had followed it on social media, I probably would have known.
And we would have dressed
Chris up for that, but we didn't know. But it was okay. It was really cool. It was an amazing night. And my next goal in life is to meet Pam and Angela, you know, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey. I could literally just talk about The Office all day long. So I'm just going to leave it at this. Watch The Office if you haven't already. It's amazing. The end. So my next show, and this one is up there high on my list of favorites, is How I Met Your Mother. And this is another show I've seen all the way through probably 4 or 5 times. And actually, I've been asking Chris over and over lately if he wants to rewatch it. So we should actually add that to our list. It's been at least a year or two since we've seen it, and it's time for a refresher. And if you've never seen that show, it follows 5 friends through a series of flashbacks as Ted recounts the story of how he met their mother to his kids. The show was so funny and well-written. And I will say, I know a lot of people weren't happy with the way the show ended. I was one of those people, didn't love it. But everything else that led up to that was so good, I'm willing to overlook the poor ending. And How I Met Your Mother has 9 seasons, so that's another great show to binge. Chris and I quote Barney Stinson all the time. He's the one, you've probably heard people say, it's legend, wait for it.
Dairy.
That's a Barney Stinson quote. Actually, you have that on a shirt, I think, somewhere, don't you?
I do.
I think your wife got that for you.
Yes,
she did. So the next show on my list is Charmed. And I'm talking about the original Charmed from the 90s, not the remake. I just want to be very clear about that. I've never seen... Actually, no, I think I watched like a half hour of the reboot show, and I couldn't even make it through.
Yeah, we started it, and then we didn't make it through episode 1.
Yeah, I couldn't even make it through, because I have such a strong love for the original Charmed. And if you've never seen Charmed, it follows, 3 sister witches, 4 technically, but you have to watch the show. I don't want to give any spoiler alerts if you've never seen it, but it follows sister witches, who are the charmed ones, who use their collective power of 3 to fight evil. It's so good. I've seen Charmed at least a dozen times. I don't even know how many times. I could probably recite a bunch of the episodes. It's so good. So good. Watch it. Now, people are probably going to call me an old person for this, and I don't even care, because the 5th one on my list is Murder, She Wrote. And yeah, the one from the 80s. I love me some Jessica Fletcher. You can't go wrong with a good old murder mystery. Am I right? Come on.
Gen X alert.
I'm not even going to give you a description of the show, because if you don't know what Murder, She Wrote is, then I don't know what to tell you. All the episodes are on Peacock, and I've been in the middle of rewatching it, and it's so good. So good. The next show on my list is The X-Files. I was glued to my TV every Sunday night back in the 90s when The X-Files was on. I loved that show. I know you all know what the show is, but just in case we have some younger listeners, The X-Files follows 2 FBI special agents, Fox Mulder and Dana Scully, who investigate unusual and sometimes paranormal cases. It was an amazing show, and I think it was so ahead of its time, except for that inbred episode. If you watch the show, you know exactly what I mean. I remember that they wouldn't even show that episode in reruns. It aired on its original date, and then they just kind of tucked it away because it was very disturbing. And as a side note to this whole X-Files conversation, I do want to mention to you guys that I've had many, many, many recurring dreams that I've been on cases with Mulder and Scully over the years. I haven't had one in probably like 10 or 15 years, but there was a time where I was having regular dreams about working cases as an FBI agent with Mulder and Scully.
I had dreams of Scully too.
Yeah, I think those were different than the dreams I was having. We were out there solving cases. We were fighting the good fight. Anyway, my next one, and this is number 7 on my list, is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I only have one word to describe this show. Spike. Number 8 on my list is The Vampire Diaries. And speaking of hot vampires, Ian Somerhalder, who plays Damon Salvatore on The Vampire Diaries, has the most beautiful eyes of any human I've ever seen in my entire life.
Can confirm.
The end. That's all I have to say. Buffy and The Vampire Diaries are both such good shows. Number 9 on my list is 24. Jack Bauer is the man, and the show was so well done. Like, honestly, Jack Bauer could do anything. I was on the edge of my seat every single week, every single episode. And we're actually just about to start... Well, Chris has never seen 24, so I was going to say we're about to start rewatching 24. I've seen every episode of 24. Chris has never seen it, which is wild. So we're actually about to start watching that. So I'm very excited for him because I know he's going to love it. And, you know, in case you've never seen the show 24, Kiefer Sutherland, who plays Jack Bauer, is a team member on the counterterrorism unit, the CTU, and he works to stop terrorists' attacks. There are 24 episodes in each season, so everything that happens in one episode happens in real time within an hour of the 24-hour day. Did that make sense as I just described that?
Yes.
I hope so. It's so good. There are 9 seasons, so this is definitely another binge-worthy show. It holds up even after all these years, and I'm super excited to rewatch it. Number 10 on my list is Scrubs. And a few minutes ago, remember I was talking about Supernatural and the chemistry between the two lead actors, Sam and Dean, or Jensen and Jared? Well, you'll also find that on Scrubs. If you've never seen the show Scrubs, and I can't talk today. If you've ever seen the show Scrubs, you know I'm talking about JD and Turk, which are played by Zach Braff and Donald Faison. They're best friends in real life, and their friendship in real life definitely comes across on the screen. They're so funny, and I can't talk today.
They work so well together.
They work so well together.
You can see their chemistry on the TV that it's so real.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, but what I was trying to say is they're both on a series of T-Mobile commercials right now.
Yes.
There was one with Aquaman. What's his name in real life? I forget his name. They got the long hair. Whatever. Aquaman, the guy who plays Aquaman in the DC movies. They were in a T-Mobile commercial with him, and now they're on another one where I forget. They just sing, and they're so funny, and their chemistry is just amazing. And if you've never seen Scrubs, it's a medical sitcom. So funny. I'm typically not a huge fan of medical shows. It's just not my thing. But Scrubs is really well written, and all the actors are so good. It's just such a good cast. So, next, and my final one on the list is number 11, because, like I said, I couldn't keep it to a list of 10. And it's Fringe. At first, we were going to keep our list secret, like I first said to you at the beginning of the podcast. And we were going to not reveal them until we sat down to record this. But I knew there was going to be a lot of crossover. So I know this one is also on Chris' list. And I knew it was on his list before we even looked at each other's list, because we both loved Fringe. And basically, this one is about an FBI agent and her team as they investigate strange occurrences in this dimension and other dimensions. So it's another paranormal show. And honestly, I forgot all about this show until I looked at Chris's list. But then I was like, oh my God, I have to add this to my list because it's so good. So those are my top 11. And I'm going to let Chris do his top 10. And like I said, I know there's going to be some crossover. So go for it.
So this is, you're just going to see a lot of crossover, because this is why me and Robin work so well together. We love the same things.
It's true.
So also, my number one is Supernatural.
Yeah, as it should be. It's an amazing show.
And our car, we named Crowley, which is after a main character on Supernatural.
Crowley was, I'm sorry,
he was my favorite character.
And the Trickster were my two favorite characters on the entire show. Remember the Trickster?
Yes.
Who, well, he was Loki, but yeah. Spoiler alert, sorry if you've never seen the show. But we loved Crowley. He was so good at being bad. We named our car Crowley, but we don't have that car anymore, so it's gone now.
So probably the number one thing I say after I love Marsh, I say the word idiot.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for reminding me of this.
And that comes from the show. Bobby Singer says it. And then that is said probably once or twice through the whole show. And that is a common word within our family. It probably gets said 1,000 times every day.
It does. Because I don't know. We just picked up on it because it was just a funny way to say idiot. But Bobby Singer in the show definitely says it more than once or twice. It's probably, I don't know, at least a dozen or 20 times. But we picked up on idiot because we thought it was so funny. And we started calling each other an idiot when we do dumb things. And now the kids say it. And actually, our 20-year-old's girlfriend had said at one point, like, why do you guys say idiot all the time? And we had to explain to her why we say idiot all the time. I'm so glad you remembered to tell them about that because I totally forgot.
And it's not on my list, but The Boys on Amazon Prime had four or five cast members from Supernatural on that show. Bobby Singer is one of them. And the last season, he does say the word idiot. And it gave me goosebumps.
Oh my God, that's awesome because I don't watch The Boys. That I've heard that it's very gory. I don't like that kind of stuff, so I'm sitting that one out. That's a Chris show. But I just wanted to say real quick, his name is Bobby Singer on the show. I have literally no idea what his name is in real life. But the character is Bobby Singer. And who else is on The Boys? They have Sam and Dean, right? Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki. So Sam and Dean.
And
the guy who plays Bobby Singer. Oh, what's his name? Chuck. Jeffrey D. Morgan.
Jeffrey D. Morgan. Chuck, the guy who plays Chuck on Supernatural. And the guy who plays Adam.
The brother.
The brother.
Do you mean Jack?
Jack.
Okay, Jack. Okay. Jeffrey Dean Morgan was in Supernatural, if you're a fan. He was in the first season, and he made like one or two pop-in appearances later, like in flashback episodes. But he was in the first season. He's Sam and Dean's father.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan of his, you might like that in Supernatural.
Now, Supernatural is also very, very well written.
It
is. The storylines are funny. They even do a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah, they do. It's a whole cartoon, like an animated episode where Sam and Dean go in and work with the Scooby gang.
Yeah.
It was amazing. That was such a good episode.
All right. Number two on my list is the show Magicians. Think Harry Potter, but say PG-13. There's no nudity, no gore, but there's adult situations, but it's a very written show. If you like anything sci-fi, supernatural.
I liked The Magicians. I liked it a lot. And I actually have that one on my honorable mention list. Mm-hmm. And my honorable mention list are shows that I loved, but I wouldn't watch again.
Okay. My honorable mentions are shows that didn't make it the list for like a couple reasons. The seasons got cut short.
Yeah, same.
It was only one or two seasons. Or if they had one season that was bad.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had too on my honorable mention list. It wasn't just shows that I loved and wouldn't rewatch. Oh my God, we're on the same page. Good job.
The next show, and this is the funniest show I've watched, and me and my siblings and my mom and dad can all quote every episode. And it's Seinfeld. We love Seinfeld. I can quote anything with my brothers and sisters, and they'll know exactly what I'm talking about or what episode.
I remember that was out when we were in high school. And I remember watching it. I watched it because it was on Thursday nights, must-see TV. I just don't get it. I'm sorry. That's just one thing that we're not on the same page with. I don't get the humor.
And I was actually in Panama in the military when the season finale came out. And that was one of the only shows that we got in live. It was sent live by the waves. And,
oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
Everything else, every other show, Friends or anything other shows, was like always a week behind. But we got to see Seinfeld when everyone else saw it.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I don't think you've ever told me that.
So the next show for me, and then it is on Robin's list, is How I Met Your Mother. Now, other than the finale, which was horrible.
It was. It really was.
99.999% of the show
I don't know if that's
is
a real number.
Legendary. It's a, one of the only shows I can watch over and over and over again.
It's such a good cast. Like, even, like, the extra people, like, the bartender, what's his name? Like, you, there's, like, a really good, like, supporting cast. Baljeet, the guy who drives them all the time. Like, there's just, there's really good chemistry on that show. And it's really well written. My favorite episodes were the slap bet episodes.
My favorite episode was when the whole episode was done in rhyme.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, such a good show. You guys need to watch that if you've never seen it before. So good.
Now, my next one is X-Files.
Yes.
Aliens, FBI, Scully, Teenage Crush. It has it all. The truth is out there. And it actually made me want to try to be in the FBI just because of that show.
That's awesome.
And next on my list is Fringe. Now, this is a supernatural show. But think of X-Files if they actually found aliens and had to deal with aliens. Fringe is one of the one show that has the best effects in the sci. If you love sci-fi, you're going to love Fringe.
Yeah, it was a good show, but they don't really find aliens per se. They find shapeshifters. They go into another a parallel universe.
Dimensions.
Yeah, that yeah. But yeah, it's so good. You guys need to watch it.
My next show is not on Robin's list, but I think she watches it because of me. But it's a hilarious show, and it has Nathan Lane in it, and who is one of my favorite comedic actors, and it's called Modern Family. I love that show.
It's a good show, and I like it. And actually, I don't even have that on any of my lists. I loved it when it first came out. Such a good cast. But for some reason, I hate rewatching it. I don't know why, but I just don't like to rewatch that show. Like, the jokes landed the first time, and I just don't want to hear them again. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I'm all set with rewatching it. But it was a great show.
Now, this next one is mostly on my list because I have fond memories watching it with my parents. And this was Cheers.
Ah, yes.
I loved the show, but I loved more watching it with my parents on the couch and sitting with them. It's more memory for me on my list.
Plus, it took place in Boston. Although yes. It wasn't filmed in Boston, but, you know, we would walk by where the real Cheers bar is. Although, I don't think it's there anymore. It was the Bull and Finch. I think it's gone now. Yeah. There's something else there now.
And my last two were on Robin's list are The Office... And
obviously.
Scrubs. I really love those two.
Yeah, they're so good. They're very well written. Definitely worth a watch. And before we move on to honorable mentions, I did have a couple of other shows that were contenders for my top 11 list, but didn't make the list. But I love them and would rewatch them. So maybe I should have done a top 14 list, but because I've got three more shows that I wanted to mention real quick. Just kidding. I lied. So Sex and the City, that was on my list, and that was close to making it onto my top 10 list, and it didn't, but I loved that show so much when it first came out. I totally wanted to be Carrie Bradshaw back when it was out, and I remember watching it. I think it was on Sunday nights. I remember watching it with my mom, so that, she's gone now, so that gives me that extra, like, that extra good memory, because that was something that we shared. You know, back in the day, it was such a good show, and it was so much fun to live vicariously through these women as they evolved. And the other one that I love, and it was very, very close to making it onto my top 10 list, was Only Murders in the Building. And that show's out now. I think it's four seasons, right?
Yep.
And it's on Hulu. I think it's a Hulu original show. And so it's got Steve Martin and Martin Short, and then it's got Selena Gomez. Steve Martin and Martin Short have always had chemistry together, I think, and they still have it. And I love Selena Gomez anyway. I think she's adorable. The show was so good, And, like, you almost wouldn't think that the cast would work, but it works so well. It's such a good show. It's a classic murder mystery whodunit sort of show, and I highly recommend it. I've recommended it in real life to a bunch of people, and they all love it. It's so good. So, now that I've said that, I just wanted to mention a few more shows that I used to love, and I just didn't put them on the list because I wouldn't rewatch them. So I guess this isn't totally my honorable mention list, but these are shows in the past that I've loved, but their time has come and gone. And those are Party of Five, Beverly Hills 90210, Melrose Place, which are all like basically Fox shows that were so good back in the day. And the other one is Mythbusters. And I'm not going to get into summaries about what all those shows are because I think you guys already know. And if you don't, just Google it. So here are shows on our honorable mention list. I'm going to let you give your list first, but these are basically shows that were worth mentioning, but they did have either a bad season in there or there just weren't enough seasons and they should have done more with the show. And I'm pretty sure my list is longer than Chris's, but I'm going to let you give your list first and then I'll get into mine.
Okay, my first one that would have been in my top three if it wasn't for one season. And it's Arrested Development.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. That's on my list, too. Yes.
That show was so funny.
Yes, yes,
but when
yes.
Netflix took it over and they had that first season on Netflix, it was so horrible.
So bad.
But they had the next season after that was better.
Yeah.
But this would have been in my top three except for that one season on Netflix. It was the funniest show ever.
That show is so good. Another amazing cast. So many, like, you know every face in the cast. It's so funny, but that one season really did them in. It is on my list too, so when I go through, you're going to hear about this again.
And you heard Robin mention Murder in the Building. That's on my honorable mentions, only because it's still coming on, and we have to wait and see.
That's true. I like to start shows once they're done completely, and then you can just binge the entire thing, like with 24 that we're about to start. Like, it's over. We can just finish it all, and then it's all wrapped up when we're done.
And another honorable mention for me was 30 Rock, a hugely funny show, but Robin watched it just because of me, and I didn't want to put it on the top 10.
Yeah, I don't know. There were several cast members, and I'm not going to say who I didn't like, but there were a couple of people on the show that completely ruined it. And no, it's not Alec Baldwin, because he was actually really funny on that show. But there were, I don't know. It just didn't vibe for me.
My next one is The Patriot on Amazon.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a dark humor, but it was only two seasons. And if they had more seasons, it definitely would have been on my top 10.
Okay.
Next is Hell's Kitchen. We still watch Hell's Kitchen, but it's more of a background show, something we can watch, and I can still read my book while watching it.
Yeah, I don't even know how you do that. He reads his books while we're watching TV. I can't concentrate on a book unless it's completely silent. I don't know how you do that, but that is a background show.
Yeah.
We had dinner at Hell's Kitchen last year when we went to San Diego on Thanksgiving. We went to Hell's Kitchen. I forget what the town was. It was in some casino about an hour north of San Diego.
And they're actually filming the newest season in the casino in Connecticut.
Yeah, Foxwoods. Yep. Yeah.
Next was Scandal, which is okay for me.
Yep. And then, that's on my list too, so you're going to hear more about that.
How to get Away with Murder.
Yeah. Was that a spinoff of Scandal? I don't think it was a spinoff.
It was a separate show.
It was a separate show. They're both Shonda Rhimes shows, and she's obviously a genius. She creates amazing shows. But I think what I'm thinking of is there was a crossover of a couple of the characters.
Yeah. And the thing for me was, why I didn't make my top 10 list, was they have cliffhangers. And they're like...
Every show has a cliffhanger.
No, these were cliffhangers that like gave me tension and stress.
Yeah.
That I was thinking about it the whole time. So I don't like cliffhangers that much.
Well, it's on my honorable mention list too for a different reason, and I'll talk about that in a second.
And my next on my list is Vampire Diaries. I loved it, but I already had a few sci-fis on my list, so I didn't want it to be heavy sci-fi.
Yeah, see, I don't care. I love it all. Charmed, Buffy, Supernatural, like bring it on.
Next is American Horror Story. And
also on my honorable mention list.
There's a few good seasons, but there's also a few bad seasons.
That's exactly why it's on my list, too.
The same thing with House of Cards. There's good seasons and there was bad seasons.
Okay, I never saw that show.
And Love is Blind. I'd really just watch that for Robin.
I love that show. How are you going to marry a complete stranger? That's insane. I don't know how these people do it.
I don't know if it's real.
No, I think it's real. It's just...
And then...
Yeah, it's a reality show.
Next is Mindhunters on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That's a good show.
That's only a couple seasons, though.
I heard they might be coming out with another season. I think there's two out right now. And it's a Netflix original. And it was so good. And it was basically about how they first started to study serial killers.
Yes.
It was so good.
And next,
I hope they do come out with more seasons. Sorry for interrupting.
Is Shogun, which is only one season.
I don't know.
But it was a very good... It takes place in Japan. Next is Tiger King.
That was hilarious. That you put that on your list.
But that was only one season, so...
No, they came out with an additional season, but it was like it was like dumb.
Like a follow-up.
It had that guy from Talk Soup. What's his name? Joel McHale?
Yeah.
He was the host for that. Yeah, it wasn't as good. It didn't live up to that COVID lockdown magic that we all experienced when we watched it the first time in 2020.
Yeah.
That show was so funny. We still talk about Walmart meat, expired Walmart meat all the time.
Yes. And another one that had some good seasons, some bad seasons, was Last Comic Standing.
We
do love comedy shows.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And one show that was only one season and still on, was on Netflix, was The Recruit. And it was about a young individual who just graduated law school and starts working at the CIA. And he gets into all these mishaps and circumstances from being the new guy.
You almost make it sound like it's a comedy. And it's not a comedy.
It is a comedy.
If it's supposed to be a comedy, they miss the mark. It's not funny.
It's funny.
It's not funny. It was actually not a good show at all. I hated it. But I watched it. I was on my phone while he watched it, and if that was supposed to be a comedy, they absolutely missed the mark. I don't even think I cracked a smile. Sorry.
Maybe, she might be dead inside.
She might be, but she also has a really good sense of humor, so I don't think so.
And my last honorable mention is Game of Thrones. Now, I haven't seen any of the shows yet.
Then how can it be on your list?
Well, because I've read all the books, and I loved all the books really a lot. One of the few books I read again. And I'm just waiting for George Martin. If you're listening, please finish the books. He's
not going to finish the books.
He might be listening.
Well, I was going to say, there's a better chance of him listening to this podcast than finishing the book.
Well, I'm hoping he finishes the last two books in the series. And once that he finished those two, then I'll start the show.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to reading the last two books and then starting his show.
You'll be watching that without me. I have zero interest in all that. I call it Middle Earth crap. I don't even know. I don't like any of that Lord of the Rings, any of that like fantasy genre. You'll be watching that without me. But I'm sure you don't mind, because then I won't talk through the whole thing. So
she asks 1,000 questions.
So on my honorable mention list, and these are things that just either had a bad season, or just not enough seasons. So Chris already mentioned American Horror Story. This show started out so strong. Like the first season, Murder House, and then the second season, and then especially the third season, Coven. So good. So good. And then the show just started to progressively go downhill, and it hasn't really ever recovered. There's been good parts about many of the different seasons, but the show isn't what it used to be. And have been some seasons that were just terrible. So, but some of them are good, like I said. It's just, you have to watch it and see for yourself. It is very gory, though. Another one that is on my honorable mention list is Law and Order SVU. And yeah, we're still hanging in there with this one. We've been watching this one, I don't know, since we were 10. I don't even know. It's been on for what, like 50 years? I don't even know.
Dun dun.
Exactly. Gotta see what Benson and Tutuola are up to. I mean, it's definitely, it wasn't a strong enough of a contender to make it into the top 11, but it's a show that I'll always sit down to watch. And I do like watching it in reruns. I don't know. It does bring me a certain level of comfort, I suppose. I don't know why.
I'm just amazing they still have stories to tell.
Well, thankfully, people are crazy, and they're pulling all their stories from real-life situations. So as long as humans continue to be crazy, I'm pretty sure they're always going to have content for SVU. So the next one on my list, and this is a throwback, it's Northern Exposure. Stop! It was so good! It was a quirky show from the 90s about a recently graduated medical school New York City doctor, and he's forced to live and work in remote Alaska to pay the state back for funding his education. It was a really good cast, and I honestly would have put it in my top 10 if it weren't for the last season. I think there were some sort of issues with the producers, and they just didn't put any effort into the last season or give many of the main characters the send-off that they really deserved. Ed Chigliak, I'm talking to you. There was just so much left undone, and that's why it's on my honorable mention list. But it was really fun and quirky, and I loved it. And I actually would watch it again, but I don't think Chris would sit through it again. So the next one on my list is Heroes, and this was from like the 2000s.
Yes.
Which I think we all probably forgot about this show. You might remember the commercials back in the day that said, "Save the cheerleader, save the world."
Yes.
That was like their tagline for the first season. And it was basically about a bunch of people who had superpowers, and they all had to come together to save the world. It was only on for 4 seasons, but it had so much potential. It was cut short, and it just felt like it wasn't done, and that's why it's on my honorable mention list and not on my top 11 list. So the teenage Robin is going to kick it back for this one, and I don't even know if you've ever even heard of the show, but it's My So-Called Life.
No.
And we were robbed. I'm being dead serious. Anyone who's ever seen the show knows that it captured the life of a teenager to a T. And you understand why it's on this list. Because it was so good, but they only had 19 episodes, so they didn't finish it. There was absolutely not enough of the show made. And I don't even understand how it got canceled because it was so good. So the next one on my list is The Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, that should be on my list.
It should.
I'll add it.
This is where I loved Selena Gomez first. She's so good. She's so adorable. I love her so much. And in my personal opinion, this is the best show the Disney Channel has ever made. The whole cast was so good. Obviously, Selena Gomez was amazing. And there just definitely wasn't enough. I think I might actually sit down and rewatch that this weekend. I think I had heard that they were doing like
a reboot.
A reboot. No, it's not a look back. I think they were picking up with them as adults.
Okay.
And Selena Gomez and the older brother, Justin, and then the parents were going to be there. Which I think it came out like right around Halloween. So we'll have to go back and look for that. Because it was such a good show. So good. You guys need to watch it. And it's not just for kids, so don't even.
But you can watch it with your kids.
But yeah, you can watch it with your kids. It's family friendly, but you don't have to. You can be, you know, a 29, quote-unquote, year-old woman watching it by yourself. Nothing wrong with that. So the next one I had on my list was Arrested Development. And again, it was because of that one bad season. When the show was originally airing on Fox, we were in tears every single week. The writing was so good. The cast was so good. You've probably seen the memes from Toby on the show that says, "I blew myself," when he was all blue. So funny. I mean, the stuff they came up with, it was so funny. But then that one season when it was on Netflix,
yep.
I don't even think I cracked a smile. And like Chris said, there were a few more subsequent seasons on Netflix that were funny. So they did end up getting it together. But that one bad season is why it's on my honorable mention list. But still worthy of a watch. If you have Netflix, go watch it. And the next on my list, Chris had on his list, and it's Scandal. I love Olivia Pope so much. That's Kerry Washington. She's so good. The show was amazing. But there was a time on the show when Olivia went into her villain era, and I didn't like that whole storyline. It was, I think there were 6 seasons, and I think that was maybe in like the 5th season where she kind of went bad. And it just, I don't know. I know they had to do something for character growth, but it just didn't feel right for the show. So because it went off the rails a little bit, I feel that's why I put it on my honorable mention list. No other reason. Next on my list is Lost. And I remember seeing ads for the show before it even premiered. I don't know if you guys remember this. I was so excited for the supernatural story of it all, but the show really wasn't that at all. I remember the ad back in the day. It was like, you could see the plane crash and they were all standing on the beach. And then there was like some big monster in the woods that was so big taking steps. It was knocking down trees. You guys know what I'm talking about if you've ever seen the show. And it looked like it had so much promise. And I get mad when I think about this because there were so many weeks where I would watch the show and nothing happened. Nothing happened to move the storyline along. And I know a lot of it did take place in flashbacks, which is understandable because, you know, you had to develop the character somehow because now they were, you know, their plane crashed and they were stuck on this mysterious island. But
I know you liked watching it and talking about it with your mom.
Yeah, I used to call my mom. I think the show,
as soon as it was over, you would call her.
I would, because she'd be watching it and I'd be watching it. And I'd be like, why did we just waste an hour of our lives watching this show? But then every now and then they would hit us with a good episode. And you're like, oh, that's why I'm still watching this.
That's not really the reason she watched it. It was Sawyer.
Yeah, you're right. It was. It was. I can't even deny that guy was hot. I don't even know whatever happened to him. I think he's been on a few other shows since then. I don't know where he is now, but yeah, it was Sawyer. But I did call my mom after the show, and we would complain about it. Or, like I said, on those rare weeks where something actually did happen, it was amazing. And, of course, the ending was awful. I guess it made sense in, like, some weird way. I didn't like the ending, but there was just enough mystery to keep me coming back every week for more. And I watched the whole thing, like, from beginning to end. I've only seen it once. I probably should go back and watch it, but now I feel like it wouldn't hold up because it's, like, so boring. I don't know. We'll see. Chris has never seen it, so he can't really speak on it. But
yeah, I'm good.
Fine. So this is the last one on my honorable mention list, and it's Haven.
Ooh, good one.
And you guys, like, seriously, if you haven't figured out that I like all supernatural shows, you must not be listening properly. Because I think it's pretty obvious at this point. Haven definitely fits into the supernatural category. And I'll try to summarize it for anyone who hasn't seen it. It's about this little town in Maine, and many of the residents have what they call our troubles. So basically, the people in the town get triggered, and a lot of the people in the town find out about their troubles once they get triggered by, like, some event that happens in the town. Like, I don't know, I guess you could say, like, there's one man, I think it was the sheriff in the show, he attracted every bullet that was shot out of a gun, but, you know, he didn't find out until it happened, and, like, whatever the event was that triggered his trouble, did that even make sense? I don't even know if that...
I would call it a superpower.
Okay, that's yeah, easier. Well, they called it troubles
they
on called the show,
it troubles,
that's
but
why I'm saying that, but
easier
yeah.
to explain as
that's
a
true.
Superpower.
That's true. Oh, and then there was a guy who couldn't feel pain.
Yep.
So, like, you could chop off his hand and he wouldn't even feel it. So, it's, like, stuff like that. I really like the show, and I did feel like they wrapped it up really well, but it got a little weird. Like, they tied it into Roanoke, and if you don't know what the Roanoke reference is, Google it, because I'm not even going to get into that whole thing, but it was a pretty good show if you like supernatural yep. stuff. I think it was on the Sci-Fi Network or something, but we yes. watched it on Netflix.
Yep.
It was pretty good. So, I also went ahead, and I don't know if you did this, but I did this. I made a list of shows the other person liked, but that I didn't like enough to pay full attention to. So, like, Chris knows what I like and what I don't like. So there are certain shows he'll go off and watch without me, like Game of Thrones, and that's perfect. I fully encourage that. Thank you. Because I don't even want that on in the background. But, like, there are a few shows I'm like, all right, I'll sit and, like, watch your show and I'll just, like, do stuff on my phone. So I think it's really just one for me, but I'll get into, I have something else to mention as part of this, but that show is Suits. And I know that it's gotten really popular in the past few years. It's on Netflix and I definitely didn't hate it, but there was a lot of business speak and I didn't understand a lot of it. And I felt like they didn't explain it simply enough for me to understand all the business side. And yeah, they're lawyers, but they're like corporate lawyers. So there's a lot of, like, mergers, acquisitions, like, stuff like that. And they would talk about stuff, and then I couldn't figure out what they were talking about. And then I just lost the rest of the episode because I'm like, oh, screw this. I don't know what they're even talking about anymore. Chris, you understand a little yes. more than I do. But that was a show that like I said, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it either. The other thing I was going to mention as part of this category was, and they're not TV shows, but Chris watches a lot of YouTube videos on the TV, and most of those do fall into this category. Like, I'll watch them, but I don't pay attention to them. And one of the things he does is he watches videos of people giving tours of super yachts. Yeah, it's as boring as it sounds when I said it.
I'm on a dream. I'm on a super yacht.
Yeah, go take the tour. Don't make me watch a video of somebody else, like, showing me the engine and the day head. I don't care about that. It's boring. And then he watches these two people that, oh, this is a four-person shower. Like, what are these people doing on these yachts that they're fitting four or five people into a shower?
Some of them are big.
Well, I can feel myself getting off topic. So anyway, he watches the yacht tours, but he also watches house tours, mostly in Florida, because we would like to relocate to Florida someday. And two of the guys he watches give tours of high-end homes in the Miami area. One guy I don't mind, and the other guy is a complete tool. I'm not going to say his name, but I hate it. I hate watching him. I'll tell you who it is after. I think you know who it is. It's not the guy, the manifesting guy. I think his name is Peter Ancona.
Yeah.
He's fine. His videos are fine, and he always tells you to manifest, you know, what you want, because maybe you'll be in one of these beautiful homes someday.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we will. I'm manifesting right now.
Marsh will get her own bedroom.
She would.
Or she'll her own guest house.
Yeah. No, she'll be out there alone, and she'll be scared. But anyway, but there is the other guy that you watch, and he's a tool. And not even Caleb either. Caleb's fine. He gives tours in the Orlando area. He's nice. And then he and...
He's more in our price range.
Yeah, he's more in our price range. And then in a lot of his episodes, he'll go and he takes his wife or his fiance, I don't know if they're married or not, and they go and they do food reviews for restaurants around Orlando. And we appreciate that because we go to Orlando a lot. I know we haven't talked too much about Disney and our love of the Orlando area on the pod. We will. Stay tuned for that because it's coming because we are full-fledged Disney adults. But I do like that Caleb goes and does reviews. Like, he did a Mexican restaurant at the Universal City Walk.
The food truck.
The food truck. They have, like, it's not a festival. It's, like, just a place with all food trucks.
And, yep.
Like, so we found out about some cool places from him. So, thanks, Caleb. Not that he'll ever hear this, but thanks anyway. So, to wrap things up, I figured I would tell you about a few shows we watch regularly. So, we don't have cable anymore. We got rid of cable, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. Although, we spend more on our streaming apps, I think, than we did on the cable bill originally. So, I'm not sure how that works.
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's up there. We did just lower our Disney Plus and our Peacock, though. So,
we get ads now.
Yeah, we have to sit through the ads. But I can sit through an ad. It gives me a chance to run and get a snack or go pee. But, so there's... Sorry, I just choked on my own spit. There's a few shows that we do watch on our streaming apps that are, like... network TV shows. And the first one, and I already mentioned it, is Law & Order. But we don't just watch SVU. We watch all three Law & Orders. So they rebooted the original Law & Order. And then, of course, SVU has been on since the dawn of time.
But you complain about organized
crime. Yeah, I was literally just going to say, we watched Law & Order Organized Crime, which is the one with Elliot Stabler.
Yeah.
The only reason I watched the organized crime one is because they do crossovers a lot of times. And I feel like I'll miss something if I don't watch all three. And I'll tell you, I don't like Elliot Stabler. I'm so sorry. I don't like the character. He's kind of a crybaby. I don't love the cast in general. Like, there's nobody on the cast that I really love. They're okay. It's fine. But it's all order and no law. There's no law.
It's true. It's true.
I think, like, once, like, in the second season when they had the Albanian family, they had, like, 30 seconds of law when they were getting arraigned, and that was it. It's just order. So stop calling it Law and Order because it's just order. Okay, rant over. So another show we watch regularly is Below Deck. We've been watching Below Deck since the beginning. We've seen every season, every iteration of the show. They've had a few that are exclusive on Peacock, which they did one, I don't know, it was called like Below Deck Adventure or something like that. And it took place, where was it? I don't even
Australia.
Know.
Australia?
No, that wasn't the one in Australia, but we do watch the Australian one. That Adventure one was somewhere in Europe, I forget, like Eastern Europe, I forget. But we've seen every single season of Below Deck. We love Below Deck. It's a good show. You'd be surprised. And I know
it's a reality show.
It's a reality show. And I know a lot of it's scripted, but I don't think all of it is scripted. Maybe. I don't know. But I like it. There's a lot of drama, and we like it, and we like to watch the guests. It's a pretty good show. So if you're looking for, like, a nonsense show to binge, watch Below Deck. It's on Peacock. It's really good.
And I like it because they do yacht tours.
Yes! Oh, my God. You and your yacht. You're obsessed. The last show I'm going to mention, because I think this is the only other one we watch, and if you think of anything else, feel free to chime in, but it's AGT, which is America's Got Talent, of course. And that's a show that comes on NBC.
NBC.
Yeah, because it's on Peacock. Yeah, so it's on NBC in the summers. It's like a summer filler show. It's got Simon Cowell and Heidi Klum and Howie Mandel and Sophia. What's her last name? I can't think of it. Oh, my God. From Modern Family. She's the super pretty one.
Yeah.
She's from Columbia. She's gorgeous.
Terry.
Who's Carrie?
No, Terry.
Terry Crews. Yes, Terry Crews. How did I forget about Terry Crews?
Yeah,
oh, my
he's
God.
He's hilarious.
He's so funny. I love him. He was so good on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
He's so funny. He's like, he just seems like a really nice guy, which I feel like we should just mention real quick that we met Terry Crews.
We did. We
and
went,
Simon.
We saw a show. We were in the audience.
Yeah. We, one year, because we go to San Diego a lot, and actually we're going to be recording from San Diego next week. Actually, oh my God, I can't believe our trip is almost coming up. So Chris's next brother in line. So he's one of seven. So the next, he's number one. So number two is Keith, his brother Keith. And hey, Keith. So Keith and his amazing wife, Virginia, and our nephew, Jonah, live out in San Diego. So we go out there. We try to go out once a year. So we happened to be there in April a couple of years ago. And it just worked out that they were doing a filming of the AGT auditions. So we went. And it was up in Pasadena, California. And we didn't realize it at the time, but they were doing, like, press at the beginning of the episode. So we were in line, and before we got to go in and see the auditions, before we got to go in for the show, they did, like, a red carpet event out front. So Chris and I were there with Keith. Virginia had to work, I think, that day. So just the three of us went up. But we got to film that. So we got to watch them film some red carpet stuff. And we like stood over on the sidelines. We were on ET. I was in the front row because I'm short. We were like a lot of the interviews that they did with them on the red carpet were actually on TV. So I was in the background on TV. But after they filmed what they had to film, it was only Simon and Terry Crews, but they came over and they met us all.
Yep, and they shook our hands.
Yeah, it was so cool. I've got pictures, and I know I posted them on my Mass Whole Mommy account, like way back when it happened. I'll have to see what I can find. But I have some really good close-up shots of Simon and Terry. That was really cool. And I'm glad we did that. But anyway, I'm getting off track again. AGT is a show that we normally watch when it's out. And did you have anything else to add, Chris?
I was trying to find out if we had a picture of us in the audience at AGT.
Oh, I think I do. I think I took a selfie with the three of us.
Yeah.
I'm like 99% sure. We're going to have to look for this stuff, and I'll throw some of these pictures up on the Gen X Couple Instagram, because I know I took a lot of pictures that day. I don't know if I took any videos, because people were bumping into me and stuff, and I couldn't keep my hands steady, because we were jam-packed in there.
Yeah.
But I know there's pictures somewhere, and I'll throw those up on the Instagram.
And I think if you pause it, and it's kind of blurry, but you can see us in the audience.
Yeah, I think you're right. We watched that whole season and the episode that we were on, because they said that they were going to sometimes show audience clips in other episodes, not just the one where we sat in on. So we watched that whole season, and we saw ourselves in the audience. It was pretty cool. But we were, like, what, 10 rows back?
Yeah,
so.
We were. Yeah.
But yeah, so that did totally go off track. And I know this was a super long episode, much longer than we normally go. But we had a lot to talk about. We had a lot to cover. And we covered all the ground we wanted to cover. I'm done. Are you done?
Yep. And thanks for sticking in and listening to all this.
Yeah, if you're still here, I think we're at like 53 minutes at this point. If you're still here, thank you. Thank you so much. If you have any feedback, you know where to find us. I'm not going to keep going through this every week. Actually, I am. With the Gen X Couple Podcast at Gmail, or check Instagram for the America's Got Talent pictures, the Gen X Couple. And
send us your shows if we missed any.
Oh, yeah. We would love to hear what your favorite shows are. Send us an email. Tag us on
social. Yeah, we're always looking for new shows to add to our list.
Yeah, actually, we are. But we have trouble agreeing on shows, so we like, I don't even know how to say what we like, but we clearly like stuff in the supernatural
sci-fi, supernatural, comedy, and yachts.
Send the yachts just to Chris, because he's going to be watching those without me. But I think that's it, you guys. Thank you again. And next week, we're going to be in San Diego, but we're packing our microphone, and we're going to record an episode from San Diego, and we're going to tell you about some of the things we love in San Diego. We've been there. This will be our, I don't know, fifth, sixth, seventh time. I don't even know. But we love San Diego. So we're going to tell you about all the stuff we love in San Diego. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And until next time.
See you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.